as we do every Tuesday, we bring you science and technology news. The first news story is about a CONICET scholarship holder who's been awarded for computer innovation applied to the study of biodiversity. Scholar Marcos Daniel Zárate from the Center for the Study of Marine Systems in Puerto Madryn, Chubut Province, Patagonia, who also is a member of the National University of the South, has been named as one of the two winners of the Young Researchers Award 2019, which is granted by the Global Biodiversity Information Facility. Zárate's research focuses on improving data quality and integrating information. Next year, he will be working with Global Argentina, an organization, to create prototypes of techniques to detect and correct geospatial problems in marine data regarding the South Atlantic. Global Biodiversity Information Facility, the acronym is GBIF, is an open data scientific infrastructure funded by the governments of the world and is aimed at providing anyone, anywhere in the world, with access to information about life forms that inhabit the Earth. Coordinated through an international bureau based in Copenhagen, Denmark, it is a structure as a network of countries and international organizations. It provides data suppliers around the world with common standards and open source tools that enable them to share information about where and when particular species has been found. Currently, the GBIF network consists of 58 countries, 38 organizations, and 1,339 data providers. Last week, there was an interview with the Science Secretary of Argentina, Lino Baraniao, who regretted the downgrading of the Ministry of Science to currently a bureau or a secretariat. He talked to Argentine newspaper Perfil, and he said that the main reason for this was the economic downturn of Argentina and diminishing budgets. This was a reflection of the crisis the country went through. It is not that there has been a policy of attacking science, as some sectors believed. What we have suffered, said Secretary Baraniao, were the consequences of the crisis in other areas of government, or just like other areas of government suffer. In a context of salary demands and the economic impact that affected research, Baraniao considered that the most serious thing that happened was the evolution of the economy that affected us. I think there was a good intention, said Baraniao. No one comes to office to destroy something. Unfortunately, this did not happen. We could not deliver because the conditions of the environment changed. And he affirmed that downgrading the Ministry of Science to a bureau, as it currently is, was a bad sign. It particularly hurt me, he said. It was also a bad sign for the whole region. And finally, worldwide, one in three children does not receive adequate nutrition. Malnutrition, a word closely related for years to hunger and famine, must now be used to describe a much wider range of children. For example, those with stunting, those suffering from hidden hunger resulting from deficiencies of essential vitamins and minerals. And we can also talk about the growing number of children and young people with problems of overweight and obesity. The picture that emerges is worrying. There are too many children and young people who are eating too little healthy food and too much unhealthy food. This has to be understood as part of a context of global change that is leading to increased availability of calorie-rich but not nutrient-poor foods. According to UNICEF's report, The State of the World Children 2019, Children, Food and Nutrition, two out of three children do not receive the varied diet recommended by health experts. Only two out of five infants under 6 months of age are exclusively breastfed as recommended. 44% of children aged 6 to 23 months do not eat fruit or vegetables, and 59% do not eat eggs, milk, fish, or eggs. For school-going teens, 42% of them drink carbonated soft drinks at least once a day, and 46% eat fast food at least once a week. This triple burden of malnutrition, hidden hunger and overweight, threatens the survival, the growth and the development not only of children and young people, but also of economies and nations that will be unable to reach their full potential. Above all, malnutrition in all its forms mainly affects the youngest and most marginalized social and economic strata, thus perpetuating the cycle of poverty across generations. And these were the science and technology news on Rye, Argentina to the world.